I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. More than a dozen of the world's biggest banks may soon find it a lot more expensive to borrow money. That's because the Moody's Ratings Agency put them on notice today. European giants such as Barclays and Deutsche Bank are among those that could see their credit ratings go down. The warning comes as the Eurozone's financial crisis rolls on. At the center of it all is Greece and its continuing debt woes. And patience on all sides is running out. From Brussels, The World's Clark Boyd reports.
There are signs that Europe's long-simmering financial crisis may be about to boil over. Last weekend, the Greek parliament passed yet another round of Eurozone-mandated austerity measures. And once again, Greeks took to the streets in protest. Anna Diamantopoulou is a member of the Greek parliament. She says Greece needed to pass the new austerity measures, but she understands why Greeks are angry.
We want to stay in Europe and in the Eurozone. So we did all this because we insist that Greece has to be in the Eurozone. But there must be an end. And for people, although they have done so much, they cannot see anything.
Greeks continue to hope that Europe will see that they are taking steps, harsh steps, to mitigate the economic crisis. But earlier this week, European finance ministers canceled a face-to-face meeting with Greek officials. The Greeks, they said, had not done enough to implement previous agreements, and so there was no need to talk about new ones. Germany's finance minister said, "We can help, but we are not going to pour our money down a bottomless pit." That kind of talk led to an angry reaction from Greece's finance minister, Evangelos Venizelos. Venizelos said there are clearly powers inside Europe that are playing with fire, that would like to see Greece outside the Eurozone. The idea of Greece voluntarily leaving the Eurozone, or getting kicked out, has been a taboo subject here in Brussels for 2 years now. Chalk that up to the fact that it took an incredible amount of political capital to create and maintain the common currency. But Greece's dire economic situation and the thought that it could spread are exposing Europe's fault lines.
The general picture is one of mutual distrust.
Gideon Rachman is chief foreign affairs commentator for the Financial Times. He says both the Greeks and Europe's leaders are under enormous public pressure.
You've seen the riots in Athens, so the Greek government clearly know that the large parts of the Greek population seem to be the end of their tether. But equally, if you're a German politician or a politician from one of the other nations that are paying into the bailout funds, you know that this is very unpopular at home and in Germany and Luxembourg. There's a lot of skepticism as to whether they'll ever see this money back.
And so while no one will say so publicly, Greece's exit from the Eurozone is increasingly seen as an option. Johan van Overtveld is the author of The End of the Euro. He says more austerity measures won't work in Greece because there is literally nothing left to squeeze. And the bailout packages Europe has proposed simply aren't enough to solve the problem either. The Greek economy, van Overtveld says, needs to grow to be competitive again.
There's one option left, and that's for Greece to leave the Eurozone, to have a new drachma that, of course, will devalue by at least 50% vis-a-vis the euro, and that in one movement of the finger, if I may put it that way, will improve dramatically the international competitiveness of the Greek economy and may give Greece some opportunity to start growing again, which is the key to all the problems Greece is facing.
But that's in the long term, van Overtveld says. In the short to medium term, he says, Greece's situation will be dire, whether it stays in the Eurozone or ends up leaving. European officials say they're hoping to finalize Greece's next bailout plan on Monday. The country faces a mid-March deadline for making repayments on a $15 billion bond or face bankruptcy. For The World, this is Clark Boyd in Brussels.